Yeah, well, as you say, it's something that's been regularly brought up, but nobody's doing anything about it. You know, as you say, we've the housing situation in Donegal, like everywhere else in the country, is catastrophic. I have families contact me every week, you know, that can't find somewhere to live, you know. Yet you go on Airbnb and there's hundreds of properties, and, you know, there's properties in every town and village in the country, you know, that are lying there empty. And people are making, you know, massive amounts of money and on these properties. And that's up to themselves. It's their property. They can do what they want with it. But I think you need some regulation, you know. Could you can apply now to build a house. And as soon as you build it, you can rent it out in Airbnb. You know, the planning regulations, you know, state that you have to live in the house, but there's people buying houses and building houses, and they're going straight onto Airbnb, you know. And at the same time, you have families that can't find somewhere to live, you know. So it's just a thing that needs to be regulated far more, you know.
And I suppose, as you said, there are people who own these properties. They have the right to do with them whatever they want. So if you had maybe to outline some of the regulations that you think would be effective here, what would they look like?
Well, if you build a hotel, for instance, you pay a development charge. I think it's something like €600 or €700 per room. But the first four rooms aren't counted, you know, and development charges. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you plan to build rental accommodation. You should have to, you know, you shouldn't be fit to use the rental accommodation unless that's what was planned for it, like, you know. If you want to change your house into a shop or something else, you have to apply for a planner for a change of use. You know, and I think if you want to turn your house into an Airbnb, you should have to apply for planner permission for it as well. You know.
And it's particularly easy to get your property listed as a short-term stay.
Of course, yeah, I'm sure I could rent my house out tomorrow if I wanted to. You know, you could rent your house. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, anybody, any house is and can be put on the Airbnb. And now, listen, I'm not fully sure of the tax circumstances, but I know a lot of them are paying very little tax. You know, they're not paying any development charges. You know, the a lot of the income is under the radar income, like, you know. So I think it just needs to be regulated far more, like, you know. And the idea being that a lot of these houses then would cease to be short-term rentals and turn into family homes, you know, which they should be, you know.
And I suppose then on the issue of short-term lets, whenever it comes into the likes of rally weekend, and we usually have C sessions now as well, the cost of these short-term stays absolutely soar.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, C sessions doesn't seem to be going ahead this year. But you said that you mentioned the rally weekend. You know, if there's a big weekend going on, you know, there's people, the golf's going on now up in Portbrush this summer, like, you know, and this price of some of these places for a week is astronomical, you know. And it's the same around rally weekend in Letterkenny. The price of accommodation for that weekend in Letterkenny was astronomical. Like, you know, listen, at the end of the day, the hotels are paying their way. You know, they're paying taxes, and they're paying development charges, and they're paying kind of rates, you know, commercial rates. But Airbnb doesn't seem to have to pay anything, you know. So I just think the whole thing needs to be changed. You know, we need houses for people rather than accommodation for, you know, but it's very important that we get visitors to Donegal as well, you know. But at the same time, we need to regulate the thing a wee bit more, like, you know.